Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'd be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson, and available wherever podcasts can be found. Of course, taped live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. Today, we've got a news beef for you, so we're going to answer some of your questions at the end of the show, or in the second half of the show, I should say. But before then, we've got some news on retribution and how they got their contracts. We've got some news about, we're going to recap Being the Elite. We're going to talk about a huge name leaving Impact and where he might end up. Actually, two huge names over there leaving Impact. But first, Larson, we've got the latest on Angel Garza's injury from last night at Clash of Champions. What do you got for us?
So, of course, during the Raw Tag Team title bout towards the end, it looked like Angel Garza suffered some sort of injury. He delivered a knee strike to Montez Ford, after which he talked to the ref. Ref threw up the X. Garza got the tag to Andrade, rolled out of the ring. Trainers attended to him, and they rushed the finish of the match. Obviously, there was some sort of injury. We got a couple details. First, from Pro Wrestling or PW Insider, they say, quote, WWE sources have confirmed that Angel Garza injury is believed to either be a hip issue or a quadriceps tear. Garza is slated to undergo an MRI today in order to confirm the diagnosis. Meltzer spoke about it as well on the post-Clash Champions edition of Wrestling Observer Radio. Transcripts of what he has to say about it from WrestlingNews.co. Dave said, quote, during the show, Angel Garza got hurt. The first word that I heard was a torn quad, which is not a good thing. There's been talk that it might not be it. It might be a lesser injury. It might not be a quad. It might be a hip. So I think in the morning we'll know more. So I watched it again for the third time. And his plant leg, when he does the knee, it looks like his... So when he plants, it looks like he locks at the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been what caused the injury. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you do, when you have forward or your momentum going forward, you lock the knee.
Yeah.
Then, you know, like pressure and whatnot can be put on places that don't want it. You know, sometimes that involves the knee kind of bending the wrong way. And in this case, potentially, you hope not, some sort of quadricep issue. Remains to be seen. Nothing officially yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's going to get that MRI today. So hopefully maybe, I don't know how long MRI results. Aren't they pretty quick?
They can be pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah. So they hopefully by quick. Raw tonight, maybe they'll have an actual non-kayfabed injury update for us there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just generally speaking, I'm not sure that much can be ascertained from if it's a hip issue. That, I mean, who knows what the heck that means?
Yeah, that could go. That could, you know, cover a lot of ground. You know, is it you know a strain, something tore, something broke?
Yeah,
you just don't know.
Hopefully, we get some good news out of that today. He's such a great talent. It would suck to lose him for like a year or so because quad tears are usually pretty long.
Yeah, you're out for a while.
Someone
who's looking to be out from Impact Wrestling for a while, Rob Van Dam. Steve, what do we got here?
Well, as the Going In Raw expert
on all things Impact.
It was noted over the weekend that both Rob Van Dam and Katie Forbes were removed from Impact Wrestling's roster page. WrestleZone's Dominic D'Angelo reached out to RVD and is reporting that, quote, he has honored his commitment to Impact Wrestling and has no further commitment to the company. PW Insider added that RVD and Forbes' departures are a result of their current storylines ending. RVD had not been under contract for some time and had been working on a series of short-term agreements, but notes that, quote, the door is open for either or both to return. Now, in the last week's episode of Impact Wrestling, RVD and Sami Callihan, this feud all stemmed from a minor misunderstanding backstage in the hallway between Sami Callihan and Katie Forbes. So they had a match this week where if RVD won, Katie Forbes would get 5 minutes alone in the ring with Sami Callihan, which it was honestly never. And if I'm not mistaken, even Josh Matthews and Madison Rain, the commentators, never really explained what at that point was supposed to happen. Like, it's not as if Sami Callihan was going to be restrained in some manner for her to, you know. And so basically all that happened was RVD ended up winning. Katie Forbes was like, oh, okay, I can go ahead and get my 5 minutes with him. But as soon as he came to, he got rid of RVD and then dropped her with a nasty pile driver. She sold the crap out of it. It was actually pretty good. So storyline wise, it was actually a pretty decent write off. It was pretty shocking to see her take a pile driver like that. Thumbs up, thumbs down for Sami Callihan. But RVD, even, you know, being up there in age for a pro wrestler, still a lot of fun to watch in the ring. I mean, it's not like he's still, you know, 25 or whatever, but man, he's still a lot of fun. And, you know, always with the personality stuff. Katie Forbes might not be everybody's cup of tea. I thought she was hilarious. I thought she did some really good work. Yeah. So I don't know. They're kind of a ridiculous act. That's what they're supposed to be, a little over the top. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they do have like legitimate chemistry. Hopefully they, I don't really know where else they can land. I mean, I'm not sure if AEW, you know, her act is a bit on obviously the risque side, her background. But I don't know where else they're going to land. Hopefully they're just happy doing their thing and maybe we'll see him back in Impact. I don't know, maybe we'll see him in AEW. Maybe we'll see him somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, it seems like, you know, as PW Insider said, the door is open for them to return to Impact. So that would seem to be a good fit. Mm-hmm. You know, if they call upon RVD, they have something that he's interested in. Why not?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
I got no segue for this one, but man,
woo!
You got something?
I got nothing, but I'm excited to talk about this because T-Bar is my favorite, man.
Yeah. So Retribution's T-Bar has been tweeting at an elite level of late. And when he's not destroying Eric Bischoff on the social media platform, he's trying to fill in huge gaping plot holes that WWE seems to ignore on their television product. So responding to Busted Open's Dave LaGreca on Twitter about how it was possible that WWE would sign Retribution to contracts, of course, given all that they've done, the wrestler, formerly known as Dominik Dijakovic, responded, quote, WWE offered us contracts because it was financially cheaper than all the security guards we kept injuring. We signed the contracts to pay for our hired guns to do our dirty work. Our goal is still to destroy our current employer, WWE. This makes absolutely no sense, but I'm fine with it because it's Dijak, and he's trying. He knows it's ridiculous, and he's just making it even more ridiculous.
I really appreciate that so far WWE hasn't – there's, you know, social media department, whoever, hasn't tried to, like – clamp down and make their Twitter game, because it's not just him. Like, you see Shane Thorne doing some stuff. You see Mace Dio Madden doing some stuff. Well, I mean, you know, obviously he's got a great sense of humor. I've seen plenty of his, you know, tweets or appearances on Up Up Down Down. Very clever, funny guy there. We didn't see them last night at Clash of Champions. I really, really hope, number one, if fans were in attendance, they would start getting behind T-Bar because of this kind of stuff. Number one, everybody that watches NXT likes Dijak anyways.
Yeah.
And so they want to see the, it's one of those things where you want to see the guy succeed. You understand, the fans are savvy enough to understand that they have been put in this position by WWE. So you want to get behind them, even though it's so stupid. And he's obviously out there on Twitter trying to seize the opportunity,
yep.
trying to seize the moment by, you know, presenting himself in this manner. I really hope, I really want this. And somebody in our comments on YouTube said, man, how great would it be if Keith Lee ended up being the leader of Retribution? And I was thinking, man, my brain started firing off. I'm like, man, how great would it be if, you know, obviously the two closest people to Keith Lee, Dijak and Mia Yim, obviously they're both in Retribution. How great would it be if it was a big troll to get them there, and then they unmask and they're causing havoc, but in their own way, kind of like, I mean, kind of similar to like the Dark Order, but obviously their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be absolutely terrific. Keith Lee was nowhere to be found last night. Neither was Retribution. Mm-hmm. It's not like storyline-wise there was really a place for them, although you could say that Keith Lee has been, you know, since his debut, Randy Orton's interference and that whole storyline might have opened up a spot for him to interfere as well, but they were telling a different story with sort of the yeah. ghost of his past. I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe we'll see more on Raw. It'd be great if this was a big swerve. I doubt it's going to be because Vince doesn't really do that.
Especially on Raw, things are kind of a mess.
It'd be fun if it was, though.
Yeah, it would be fun. It would be a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, being the elite is usually fun. This week's was a bit more of a chore. It was really long. Not enough good Dark Order stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They did a bit in the beginning where, you know, on TV, Matt exits his locker room, gives Tony some crap, and then breaks his phone. Well, they had that kind of backstage. He was in the locker room, not with Nick, but with Brandon Cutler, who was editing something. And after Matt breaks Tony's phone, he comes back in, and he still wants to break stuff. And so while Brandon's on the phone, he destroys his laptop, and it takes forever.
Yeah, I was so I didn't watch this entire episode. I sort of scrubbed through a little bit because I was running short on time. But him busting up the laptop, I get sometimes there can be some absurdist humor in things taking a really long time, and him being, I mean, he was able to tear that MacBook apart pretty well. But man, that was a long segment.
It was long. We get a quick bit of the Young Bucks going to Walmart to look for their toys. Some more stuff with Stu Grayson having anger management issues. Him and Uno argue a bit, where Stu is trying to trick Uno into letting him beat up John Silver. He thinks he does it. He leaves. Anna Jay brings him back in by his ear. A really long segment with Ortiz and Dasha, where Thunder Rosa turns Dasha into Marco Stunt, I think, if I got
okay.
the whole point of it.
Hmm.
We got a chat between Matt Hardy and Brandon Cutler. Matt Hardy is worried about the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Daniels cuts a promo on 2020 being the worst year, but his worst year actually started October of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything he had hoped to do in AEW hasn't done. The most substantial Dark Order segment was they're backstage singing Cody's theme. John Silver is leading the way. Brody enters, of course, yells at them all, asks Silver what the fuck he's doing. And he says, oh, we're all singing your new theme song. And so they tried to make up lyrics to the melody of Cody's theme about the Exalted One. Of course, it goes nowhere. He asks where Alex Reynolds is at. Silver says, I think he's doing a bris, or he's at one of his dad or something like that. And then, and so they have to explain what it is to Brody Lee. And so he's wearing his trench coat. And so Brody Lee says, oh, like this. And so he opens up his trench coat.
Jesus.
And the idea is he's showing off his front area.
Oh my God.
And he's got no foreskin.
How is this not great? It sounds good. I did not see this. How is this not great?
This was the best part. This was okay. the best part of the episode.
All right.
So they get Alex Reynolds on FaceTime and chat with him a bit. Brody shows him his man bits. and then Brody Lee says, I want to hear you guys sing my song again. They start going at it, and then Anna Jay gets tired of it and just shoves the shit out of Stu Grayson. Mm-hmm. and leaves.
All right.
We get a quick peek inside the production truck during Mox's entrance, where there's a dude directing. And then that's after that, Trent tells Eddie to cut a promo on some Sour Patch Kids. He does. And the last bit is Chuck suggesting to Trent and Orange Cassidy they should kill Brandon Cutler by putting his head in a microwave. Silver walks in. One of the bits he had with Brody was saying that he was hungry. Mm-hmm. He's walking in to ask if they're making pizza rolls because he's hungry. And he wants to recruit them into the Dark Order. Best friends huddle up. They say, yeah, we'll join if you'll kill Brandon Cutler for us.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he's holding the camera right now. So John Silver attacks. Best friends pull him off because he wasn't killing him in a cool way.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like violence.
Oh, okay.
And they say afterwards, they tell Brandon, hey, man, we're not going to kill you now. Because, you know, Silver wasn't doing it in the cool way.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
the stuff with Bray Lee, as expected, was the best part.
All right. All right. Well, it's Monday, Larson. Of course, that means we've got a Raw preview.
Or do we?
Let's see what WWE.com has to say.
They have nothing. I already looked. They have nothing. There's nothing there.
Hold on. I'm looking right now.
There's no Raw preview.
Let's see here. Shawn Michaels. We've got, no, that's not it.
There's nothing.
I wonder if they're,
they're probably running the show as we speak.
They probably are. So just about at 12:30, what is this? 12:35.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get back to it. Pacific time. So as we're recording this, Ryan Satin, Pro Wrestling Sheet. And what was the thing that he did on backstage? The Satin Sheet?
Yeah.
Reported this. Regarding Retribution not being cleared to compete at the moment, sources tell me all five members tested negative for COVID-19. However, the group's members each have to quarantine themselves for 2 weeks because they came into proximity with someone who tested positive. So they might be there for the draft.
It might be actually
the week after the draft starts.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh? Yeah. Maybe. All right. Well, there you go. So no preview, but no Retribution. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were doing that, man. If they were rewriting the show right now.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah.
Somebody want to tweet some story ideas over at Vince McMahon. He could do that now, and maybe he'll get them.
Maybe he'll see it, and maybe he'll work into the show.
Anyways, you want to answer some questions?
Sure, let's answer questions.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Panda Police Club, you were charged with making the next Batman movie, but you decided to only use main roster stars to fill the roles. Who'd you choose for Batman, Alfred, Catwoman, and or any main antagonist? So you got to have Joker in there. You love that Joker.
All right. Let me think about this. Let me see here. Hold on.
This is so very... Batman. Who plays the Batman?
Who plays the... Okay, well... is this going to be an older Batman or a younger Batman? How about this? Go older Batman, you go younger Batman.
All right.
I'm going to choose Randy Orton to play Bruce Wayne Batman.
That's good. That's good.
I'm going to go with him. I would go with, let's see here. Obviously, the Fiend, Bray Wyatt, would be the Joker.
Yeah.
I would agreed. Do that. Otis would be Penguin. I would go with probably Rollins to be the Riddler.
All right. What about Alfred?
Alfred would be, William Regal.
Okay.
Well, wait, was the question main roster?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Then it right. would be, no, well, we can expand. I'll do main roster. You do whatever you want.
All right, all right.
So we can expand.
The younger cast.
Catwoman would be Sasha Banks, and Alfred would be, of course, it'd be Ric Flair. It'd be Ric Flair. All right,
I'll
turn.
Say Fergal Devitt as my Batman.
Oh, killer Batman. Killer Batman.
Johnny Ace is Alfred.
Hey, Bruce! Yeah. Master Wayne!
Sonya Deville is Catwoman.
Oh, killer answer.
Bray is Joker. That's pretty obvious.
I'll choose a different... Got to choose a different... I want an entirely different cast.
Oh, entirely different Joker. I'll do Damian Priest as Joker.
Then. That's what I was going to say. That's good. I like it.
Who else? Penguin. Man, Otis is a good pick for Penguin, though.
You can go in a different direction with different villains if you want.
All right.
I would make a killer like a Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
Karrion Kross is Killer Croc.
Oh, that's good. That's really good, actually. All right, no, hold on a second. You did good. Well, who's your Catwoman?
Sonya Deville.
Okay, yeah, you already said that. Okay. Now let's both book NXT UK's Batman.
Oh gosh. I guess what if it's old man Bruce Wayne, you gotta go with Trent Seven.
Oh, that's a good one. And then if it's a younger Batman, you'd go with Tyler Bate.
Exactly.
Who would Walter play, Larson? He'd play Commissioner Gordon.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Ilya Dragunov as the Joker would be killer.
That'd be good.
That's a good one, yeah.
Kaylee Ray could be a good Catwoman.
Oh, that's good. Or Poison Ivy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Jenny could be a good Catwoman. Then you could Kaylee Ray as Poison Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like this. Night by Night says Noam Dar's Riddler. That's actually pretty good, right there.
That's good.
Yeah. What a great question.
Blake Elizondo, you two become the new co-general managers of any show you want. What is your gimmick? For example, Teddy Long making tag team matches, Kurt Angle always saying settle it in the ring, or Eric Bischoff just trying to be one of the boys.
Wow. This is my pitch for both of us. Okay, we're both in charge now. How about we replicate the relationship between Johnny Saint and Sid Scala?
Okay.
Where I'm just silent, but you're Sid Scala. So right. Like I always look clueless. But I'm the one who's supposed to be in charge.
Yeah.
But you're always the one putting together the matches.
And yet somehow I never make any real attempt to usurp your power.
Exactly.
I'm seemingly content just to do your talking for
you. You're totally fine with it.
Yeah. Blake, another question. Retribution's Twitter game has completely sold me on them, but I'm conflicted. Should WWE embrace the troll characters where they can get over, but Vince won't push them because they're comedy, or continue their boring bad guy stuff and hope for the best?
I mean, what should they do? What should they do is it be kind of a troll from the wrestlers under the masks as a way to make a statement, as a way to get ahead, as a way to make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
You do this ridiculous thing And then either do, I mean, it's kind of WCW-ish, but be, you know, unmask as sort of a shoot moment, like a work shoot thing, and be like, hey, they want us to do these ridiculous characters with these stupid names, and they're just insulting everybody's intelligence. Well, we're not here to do that, blah, blah. Now we have these ironclad contracts. We can do what we want, and we're not going to do this.
Yeah. T-Chive, what does Retribution do tonight? And kayfabe-wise, why weren't they at Clash of Champions last night? Long line at Arby's? I mean, the Clash of Champions is only for championship bouts. They don't have any titles. They're not invited.
It's Sunday also. The, like, Retribution's like, well, you know.
They don't work Sundays. Exactly. They don't work Sundays. Mr. Biff Top Johnny, what is your favorite WWE video game storyline? I know it's not a WWE game, but I believe it's opening cutscene to Revenge. That's the one with the semi and Sting with the bat and stuff. That's
hard to argue with that. Yeah, that's my favorite. That's a great one. Let's see here. Patrick Sparks, do we see Roman also destroy Jimmy Uso in the future?
Depends how soon he's cleared.
Once he's cleared, I mean, we'll see where Roman's trajectory is, where his journey is when Jimmy's cleared.
Nick asks, where will Retribution versus Raw take place, at Hell in a Cell or Survivor Series? I would think Survivor Series.
I would think that as well.
Them versus Hurt Business in a Survivor Series match.
Mikey Omega wants us to book Vince McMahon versus Dave Meltzer. It would be one of those things where in the end, you know, like how they got rid of Bischoff by like putting him in like a garbage dumpster truck.
Yeah.
Where in that's how it would end.
It was something in an effort to humiliate.
Yeah. It'd be one of those things where like Meltzer really doesn't get any offense in. He's just brought in to be humiliated. And for some reason he's okay with that.
NJWP, any early WWE draft predictions?
Apollo Crews goes to SmackDown.
Cage Side Seats was making a case that Randy Orton should get drafted by SmackDown, saying that he's pretty much done everything he could do on Raw.
That is totally true. That is definitely true. I mean, you can view last night as one of two things. You could view it as a way to get them to Hell in a Cell as well. I mean, Randy Orton could say, you didn't beat me, everybody else did.
Mm-hmm. Or point.
Or... that could have just been the blow off for Randy Orton, and in which case, told you. So wait, the draft is starting next week, is that right?
On the 9th. So a week from Friday, yeah.
Okay. They might wrap up. They might have one more huge main event with Drew and Randy next week, then, or this week or next week. You know, maybe. For a big pay per view level match on a Raw to finish off their story for good. Anthony F. says, now that Roman's transformation is complete, where do you want to see the story go? What future opponents or story beats do you think it should hit? I'm sorry, excuse me. I've seen a lot of people talk about the idea of him making the rest of the Samoan dynasty, you know, other people like Rikishi, or even like, hey, try to cut a deal with MLW and bring Jacob Fatu in. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine the way it is. I think he made his point.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's, I would think though, I mean, you're usually good at this. Isn't there like an obvious next step for him? What do you think it would be?
I mean, Bray is kind of next step. I mean, he didn't pin Bray, but he won that title off him. Mm-hmm. You know, based on Alexa Bliss's reaction when they walked past each other. I would think that the Fiend has Roman on his mind. And maybe that's something they want to wait, save till Survivor Series or the Rumble. But if that's not next, that's very much in the near future.
Maybe Braun.
Braun's on Raw Underground now, man.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Maybe Braun until the draft, and then Braun goes over to Raw.
Maybe
in exchange.
Speaking
for
of someone
Randy,
who's kind of done everything they can do on SmackDown,
they have really.
Yeah. Noob and Company, what do you think of Asuka's 2020 so far? She's my MVP of 2020.
It's hard to argue that. She's been the glue of the entire women's division on both Raw and SmackDown, as we saw last night as well.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, it's hard to argue against Asuka.
Greg Morris, Power Rank, top 5 foods to have at a wrestling show.
Okay.
So you're there live, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're at Golden One. I mean, my number one is popcorn. You can just sit there. I love my pot. It's like watching a movie.
See, if we're going to a show at Golden One, that means it's generally going to be starting around dinner time for us. Mm-hmm. They got some decent chicken tenders there at Golden One Center. So number
they
one
actually
be,
do. They do, yeah.
Will be the chicken tender and fries. That's number one. The two is probably nachos, and otherwise I wouldn't get anything else to eat.
How about this? Let's do this. Let's go back in time, because I'll be honest with you. Golden One is a state-of-the-art arena. It might be a little too fancy for me, though, Larson. I'll be honest with you. All the concessions are all they're all like local eateries, which is great. You want to showcase local eateries? Terrific. I miss the generic Arco Arena concession stand.
Here's the thing. A lot of the local eateries they have in the concessions, the menus they have in Golden One are in no way representative of the menus they actually have at their brick and mortar restaurants in town. Like Cafe Bernardo. What they have the menu at Golden One, they don't have at the actual locations. The food they have, the stuff they have at the actual locations is really interesting and good. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they have all these local eateries take up shop there. Especially in the lower deck. It's a little different in the upper deck. It's like Petra Greek's upstairs, and they actually have more or less what they have in their actual restaurant. But like they say, okay, you're here now in the concourse doing concessions, so we want you to do your version of usual concessions food.
Yeah, right, because, well, concessions is a different operation than like operating a restaurant anyway.
Definitely.
Get that, but I'm going to go back to Arco, because Arco had the most generic concession stand. Totally. And that's fine. I love that. So here's what I do. I'm not gonna power rank anything. Here's what I do. You're right, it's dinner time, right? So I'm gonna get myself a king dog, but mm-hmm. I'm also gonna get an order of nachos, because mm-hmm. while I'm eating hot dogs, I like to have some crunchy chew too. But I also want that little vat of orange, like cheese product product that they have, so I can dunk my hot dog, my king dog, into the cheese stuff. And then I'll eat that, I'll let that sit, and then later on I'll go grab a popcorn. And then, you know, some beer perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'll end up spending like $60 just on concessions.
There you go. Will Combs, if you had to create the worst commentary team imaginable, who would be in it?
The best or worst commentary?
Worst.
Team? Oh, wow. Don't you go with,
was it Mike? What's his name?
Mark Madden?
He's bad too. That Matt, he called, Matt Hardy, Matt Harvey or something like that.
Oh, what was that guy's name?
Mike.
Mike.
Starts with an A. His last name.
Adam Lee. Yeah.
He was pretty bad.
Grosskirth has it. So you got, wow, that's good. You got Adam Lee. You got Mark Madden and Jerry Lawler, right? Jerry Lawler from it's got to be somebody worse than Jerry Lawler, right?
Jerry Lawler now is really bad.
It's really hard to listen to.
Really bad.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't know why people crap on Josh. I like Josh Matthews. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think he's bad.
Yeah, nobody else has given really great answers here. So I'm going to say current Lawler. Well, you know, okay. So here's the thing. Do you want current Lawler, or do you want Attitude Era at his most lecherous, but bring him to 2020 Lawler? Because at least now Lawler understands he really can't get away with that stuff.
I know he realized that, but it kind of feels like it's a constant push and pull within him. Like that's what he wants to say, is that
really
kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. This is a good answer here. Otunga.
Otunga. You know, towards the end when Otunga was doing what he's on Raw, I didn't mind him. Did he add much? No, but he wasn't a detriment. Lawler, when he's on now, is a detriment to the commentary team. He makes commentary worse when he's on the team.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Because even when he, in the Attitude Era, when he, you know, he would say awful stuff all the time, but there's no excuse for that. He would actually, when it wasn't, you know, crap going on, when he was actually trying to help tell the story in the ring, he would actually provide some stuff from time to time. He does not do that anymore.
Hold on. Gareth here, I think, just won. He's got Coach, Otunga, and Lawler all together. Could you imagine that?
Coach
was at least I think Adam Lee, he might not know the names, but he might be okay. He's got like the sports voice, you know?
Yeah, he did.
He's got the sports voice.
Coach was bad. I didn't mind Otunga, his last run on commentary. I didn't mind him, especially towards the end.
Patrick Sparks just says Vince.
Yeah. What a maneuver. So I think in terms of actually doing what a commentator is supposed to do, which is help tell the story in the ring, I think current Lawler, from that respect alone, is worse than Attitude Era Lawler. Attitude Era Lawler was bad in a lot of other ways. But in terms of actually trying to help tell the story in the ring, current Lawler is way worse.
Fear and Loathing, you are promised a push with a long singles title run.
Yes.
All you have to do is turn on your going in Raw partner. How fast do you say yes?
Steve Ray did say yes.
How do you turn on him? I know that actually sweetened the deal. I'm like, oh man, the pressure of a long singles push, but you get a turn on Larson. Oh, double thumbs up.
Yeah, no, you double thumbs up. Can't say yes fast enough.
So how would I turn on you? I would do this. Remember when we were moving out of our first apartment, and Jeff?
Oh, how can I forget?
And I spent 45 minutes while you guys were working so hard, sweating in the hot San Fernando Valley heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to duck out and go to the bathroom for like 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I would take that philosophy, but I would use it in wrestling matches. We'd be at gorilla position. Our music would kick in. I'd be like, dude, I'll be right out there. Okay, I'll be right out there. I leave. You get killed. But it's always
tag matches.
It's always a spirited performance. You just get killed.
Yeah.
And then I'd show up like 20 minutes later in catering. I was like, oh, man, are we ready to go? And you're like, I got murdered out there.
Bandaged up, yeah.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, you want me to get you some food or something? And then you'd storm off. Well, that would happen ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Until you literally had a career-ending injury because of me doing that.
Oh, wow. So we never have our blow-off because I had a career-ending injury.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All
right.
No, I wouldn't turn on you.
What?
I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's irritating. Come on. Man up. Sack up. Turn on you.
We've had a pretty successful tag run here. I don't see any reason to change that.
Oh, boo. Boo.
Ha, 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 ha. You're the snake now, Steve. Jason Lewis is going in Raw, had a Retribution-esque splinter group. Which friendos would be in it, and what would be their names?
Oh, Hilton would just be Hilton.
Yeah.
Hilton is Hilton. A Retribution name.
Yeah, no.
Hilton. Oh. So let's see here. So it'd be Hilton, Jeff.
You know, you have Adam Mayhem in there. He's got the name already, Mayhem.
Oh, the worst. Yeah, that's that. Because you want, yeah. Okay, so Mayhem's in there. Cal Jack, his name would be turned, he would be changed to Car Jack.
All right.
What would Jeff's name be? We used to call him Big Jeff.
Yeah.
Is there like some sort of tool of some sort that has big in it?
Jeep.
Big Jeep. Big Jeep. Oh, that's funny. Let's see here. Got that one already. Wow, we got a lot of these already.
Yeah, I think we got them all.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, that's it then. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We'll be back tonight live on the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steven Larson, with our Raw recap.
Yeah.
And then it'll go up right after that on YouTube and, of course, wherever audio podcasts are found. Thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.